to have their ears tickled. They will accumulate for themselves, and you can just see this in the denominational world. They're accumulating teachers in accordance to their own desires, and will turn away their ears from the truth and turn aside to myths. And one of the myths that Satan wants them to believe is that hell does not exist, or hell is just a place of annihilation. Notice this Unitarian Universalist pastor here, which I was talking with a Unitarian lady recently, and she actually visited one of our services. And we were talking about different Bible versions, and I said, well, what version do you guys use in the Unitarian Church? And she said, oh, we don't use Bibles in the Unitarian Church. And I thought, wow, okay. So here is the pastor with his alternative lifestyle banner around his neck. And notice what Jude 4 describes when he talks about these type of preachers. For certain persons have crept in unnoticed, those who were long beforehand marked out for condemnation, ungodly persons who turn the grace of our God into licentiousness. So preachers are taking God's word and turning it into licentiousness. What is licentiousness? Well, if you have one of the more modern versions that have more of a transliteration, it'll say license to sin. They take God's word and say, you don't really have to believe this part. You can go ahead and sin, have your alternative lifestyles. So my question is, why would preachers do this, at least denominational preachers? Why would they turn away from God's clear truth on eternal punishment and hell? Well, we saw because they're wanting to tickle ears. But why would they cater to people? Why would they listen to the sheep rather than the shepherd? Here are some suggestions. Popularity, pride, numbers, and money. If you're preaching on hell every Sunday, don't expect your numbers to swell and your coffers to fill. Notice what this preacher says, this so-called pastor. Now, this is a guy that does believe in hell. But notice what he says in this article. These days, more preachers are giving hell the cold shoulder. Bill Ferris believes in hell, where sinners toil for eternity in unspeakable torment. But you'd never know it listening to him preach at his South Orange County, California Evangelical Church. He never mentions the topic. His flock shows little interest. Notice what he says. It isn't, I changed the word because I didn't think it appropriate. He says, it isn't fashionable enough anymore, says Ferris, pastor of the Crown Valley Vineyard. It's just not popular. So we're going to feed the kids what they want. Instead of steak and potatoes and vegetables, let's feed them cotton candy. Let's give them what they really want. And how long will a child subsist on cotton candy and soda? Well, they would probably like to have it every day. But if you're not getting the protein, and as Peter says, the sincere milk of the word, you're going to shrivel and you're going to die. Well, at least in the denominational world, we still got Billy Graham, right? You know, some of his sermons, he had some good things to say, even though he was dead wrong on salvation and the plan of salvation and premillennialism and a number of other things. But he was right on hell. You go back to his 1950s crusades and he would lay it on the line. At least we got Billy, right? Well, no, sorry to disappoint you. Here's the modern-day Billy Graham in an interview. He said, to describe hell in vivid terms like I might have done 30 or 40 years ago, I'm not at liberty to do that because whether there is an actual fire in hell or not, I don't know. Well, Billy, that's not the point. The point's not whether there's an actual fire in hell or not. The point is, God used the most vivid language he could think of to show us that there would be eternal punishment. And if we are too good to use God's language, then we are just too good for God and His Word. And it's sad when preachers do this. So now let's look at some classic sermons of the past. You know, I often like going back and looking at old sermons. I like looking at restoration sermons. If you want to look at some restoration preacher sermons that go back to the early part of the 1900s, you can find some on some websites. But I like going back and look at some of Jonathan Edwards' sermons and some of the denominational preachers. And I want you to see what their most popular sermons were. These aren't just sermons they would preach every now and then. These are the sermons they were known for. Here's some popular preachers in the library of classic sermons you can find online. The Puritan Jonathan Edwards, Surprised by God's Judgment. Of course, his most famous sermon was Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God. The Salvation Army preacher Samuel Bringle, Future Punishment and the Bible. These are the ones they were well known for. A Presbyterian, Robert McChain, Future Punishment Eternal. A Baptist, Hyman Appleman, When the World is on Fire. A Baptist, R.G. Lee, Is Hell a Myth? A well-known Baptist, Charles Spurgeon, The Saint's Horror at the Sinner's Hell. And maybe most famous of all was George Whitfield, a Calvinistic Methodist, The Eternity of Hell's Torments. These are the kind of regular sermons that were being preached over the past 200 to 300 years. And yet, what do we see today in the online magazine, The Guardian? How do you sell God in the 21st century? Answer, more heaven and less hell. Growing up as an evangelical, I was terrified of hell. But in recent